Welcome back. Well, the COVID-19 pandemic has caused shockwaves through all businesses, causing them to pivot to address some of the unique challenges presented by the virus. And Spur is the latest to do this. The firm has been hard hit by lockdown measures that have kept consumers out of restaurants, but it's opened its first drive-through restaurant as a solution to this. And I'm joined now by Spur CEO Val Nikas to unpack this in more detail. Val, thanks so much for your time today. So the pandemic prompting you to innovate in terms of how you do business, which begs the question, is the opening of this drive-through an exercise to test the waters, to see how much of an uptake there is, or is it in fact a strategy change that will see you open more drive-throughs, and not only for Spur, but for the likes of perhaps Rocamamas as well?
Good afternoon, Bronwyn. Thanks for the opportunity. Yes, I think COVID has presented a whole new opportunity for many businesses and many channels. However, in franchising and in retailing, we're always looking for different channels, whether it's co-opting with C-stores, whether it's going into regional or suburban malls, whether it's going into lifestyle centres. So I think it's always been on the radar screen, but I think what COVID's done is basically accelerated the need to look at convenience. How can we get the product to the consumer in the way that the consumer wants? So I think it was both, and we definitely we'll have a look at the future of it if the proof of concept works, which so far we're hoping it will because we've had a great response from consumers. We've started a new term that says they're now voting with their cars, not with their feet. So, inspired by the COVID challenge, but more about the convenience for consumers.
Okay, so COVID perhaps prompting it, but it, like you say, always being on the radar. If we drill down into the detail of it, how much does it cost to open a drive-through?
Well, it depends. You know, it's difficult for me to quote one figure because a drive-through will differ depending on the site, depending on the format. Sort of an ideal model will be around 180 to 200 square meters. So similar setup costs to what a normal store will be, not a normal store, but normal setup costs. But we have looked at more state-of-the-art equipment in back of house so that we can produce and pack the product in a much speedier fashion and maintaining quality.
Because why I ask is that times are really tough. We don't need to go into the details on, you know, in terms of how consumers are staying away, how you really need to convince people to come and spend their very hard-earned money at your restaurants. And so it's where you're putting your money, where you're putting your capital outlay just really has to work for you right now, right?
Absolutely. And I think with this proof of concept, I think we have a long-standing and trusted franchise partner who joined us on this initial concept. He is actually the owner of the premises as well, has an existing Spur that we've attached the drive-through to. So I think it's about a sort of collaboration and co-creation really in real force with this proof of concept.
And Val, I know it's oversimplification and whatever to say that, you know, drive-throughs are what's going to save Spur. But it must be a move that has to generate something for you. It has to get, like you say, people voting with their cars and not with their feet. And you must have done the numbers. If you have to put a ballpark figure, what sales are you hoping it will generate by having this drive-through facility, you know, in addition to the restaurant being attached to it?
Of this particular site?
Yeah, because I know you can't speak like at a group level. I'm sure, you know, the sales it generates is a drop in the ocean. So for this site, to give a sense of how it would probably help your sales, can you give us a ballpark figure on that?
Yes, I won't quote you a figure, but I'll say that probably it's going to do about a third of the existing business does. So an additional third of the existing business. So we're definitely looking to grow the pie, grow the market. So it's a very good restaurant at the moment, but what it will attract is a lot of the commuters. If you're in that area at about 4 o'clock, even from 3:30 onwards in the afternoon, it's so busy because there are people commuting back into Corin Park, people exiting that are workers. So we will probably attract a lot of consumers that aren't normally coming in to dine with us. So I would say it's going to amplify the return on investment of the entire property there.
Yes, you're right. You're tapping into a whole new segment of the market. It's not necessarily families coming to sit down for a meal. It's people commuting home from work, etc., that are going through the drive-throughs. What other innovations are you looking into, perhaps, that help your business innovate and capture other people? Because at the moment, it's really survive or die.
Yes, we've tried various things. Interesting, some recent research that we've done, consumers are still wanting to go back to normal lifestyle, back to dining. I think it was a 1% variance that said, no, they wouldn't go back to their normal lifestyle. So I think on the whole, casual dining will always be there. It'll be a wanted item by consumers. But we are trialing a few other things as well. Our takeaways have grown. Our VK brands are now in proof of concept with less brands. We're also testing a drive-through and collect, so click and collect yourself. So come through to a kiosk and pick up your order. But that's only going to be later in the year for our Bento's brand. I think I'd mentioned it a few months ago. And then we've got a couple of other innovations in the pipeline, which obviously we'll reveal when we've tested them and we're sure that they're right in terms of convenience.
Okay,
and
so
work and the numbers work.
So it sounds like we're going to be chatting a little bit in the future about all of that that's coming through. But as we wrap up, I want to ask about promotional activity, because I see a lot of that happening as ways to get consumers to spend. But how are you managing that? Because your input costs are obviously rising with inflation, gaining as the petrol price rises. So I want to know, how much of promotional activity can you actually do in this current environment?
During the sort of tighter lockdown, we weren't doing a lot. A lot of it was redirected to takeaways and delivery and sort of the online platforms. But we are still focused around offering some degree of value to the consumer. I think a lot of families have had people in their families that have lost their jobs, have no work, etc. So I think consumers are looking for a great experience, but also good value. So we have actually amplified that, and we are, all our brands are out there looking for good offers for the consumer to attract them to the restaurant, so it is affordable for a family to come out and dine. So for us, it's still a priority in our business. We're still retailers, and we want to offer the consumers that added value.
Well, we're unfortunately out of time, so we're going to have to leave it there. But we'll be speaking to you about those initiatives that you've hinted at maybe a little bit further down the line. Val Nitas is the CEO of Spurwell.